Welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show. I'm David Gardner, broadcasting from Fool Global Headquarters here in Alexandria, Virginia, on this first weekend of December. On today's show, we're going to talk to Joel Greenblatt. He's a money manager who's averaged annual returns of 40% a year over the last 20 years. We're going to find out how he's done it. We'll also get some tips on picking out a good wine, and we're going to play our game later in the show, Stock Up or Stock Down. But we begin this week's show by taking stock in holiday retail. And here to provide some perspective is Motley Fool analyst Rick Munares. Rick, welcome.
Thank you, David.
Okay, Rick, two big shopping days, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. And these days, I guess we're calling it Cyber Monday. It's the Monday after Thanksgiving. Rick, what are the early reviews?
Yeah, the reviews so far are great. I mean, if you're an online retailer, you're doing great so far over the holidays. Comscore, they're a media research company. They have online retail over the long weekend and the Monday, that Cyber Monday after the Thanksgiving weekend, up 26%. And you compare that to the only 6% advance that they're expecting in traditional brick-and-mortar stores to be doing over the weekend, over the rest of the holidays, and it's a great start.
That is a staggering figure, 26% ahead of last year's online shopping at this stage, at least through that first important weekend for the holiday shopping season. Rick, let's focus on some of the online businesses themselves now. Let's talk some more about some individual companies that racked up some big returns. And let's begin with eBay, which has been a big hit for holiday shoppers who've been looking for Microsoft's Xbox 360 game system.
Yeah, and I actually was looking through there, and you see them going for $1,000, $2,000, these Xbox 360s on eBay. The company on Cyber Monday, according to Nielsen Net Ratings, had 11.7 million unique visitors to the site. This is eBay. It's not really such a seasonal holiday play as some may think, as the company is pretty much every quarter is a strong quarter for them. A lot of people are there looking for cars. They're looking for, you know, timeshares. It's not necessarily all holiday buying going on eBay, but eBay's obviously does well every time as well.
And we're talking about some of these online businesses, and we're ordering them 1 to 5 based on the number of visitors to their websites this past holiday weekend. And it's interesting to note, as you're pointing out, eBay was number one, but it isn't so much that it was holiday shopping, as you're pointing out. eBay just does a lot of business online on any given day. Number two was Amazon, second in terms of online popularity. What is your observation about Amazon.com?
Yeah, I mean, Amazon is the company that's always done it right. I mean, this is the company that, when you had places like ToysRUs.com that had a hard time fulfilling, you know, holiday gifts 3 or 4 Christmases ago, Amazon came in and actually Toys R Us contracted Amazon to run their store, and you haven't heard a single complaint since then. And Amazon's been running a lot of stores. That they pretty much are the brand as far as online retail that you know when you order something, you know it's going to get to you on time, and it's just a dependable brand.
And what an amazing growth story. Jeff Bezos, of course, Times Man of the Year some years ago, but then also a stock that dropped precipitously during that horrible 2000 through 2002 period for the NASDAQ. Next up, for online shopping, maybe a surprise to some, number three, Walmart.
Yeah, I mean, Walmart.com isn't the kind of place you'd expect to be such a hotbed of online activity. But right now, I mean, on Cyber Monday, it had 3.1 million visitors to the site. And you compare that to how the company was doing about 4 or 5 years ago, it had about 370,000 visitors for the whole 5 weeks of the holidays back then. And the company basically, I remember 5 years ago, they brought in Jean Jackson, who worked over at The Gap, to come in and run their online store. And she resigned about 4 years ago. And right then you figured Walmart is toast. Nobody wants to run WalmartStores.com. And here the company's doing great. I mean, they had a lot of promotions. They had a good discounted shipping, which is a great way to get people inside the stores, the cyber stores, that is, and it's been working.
Mm. 4 and 5 are Target and Best Buy.
Yeah, and Target, I mean, actually, I did some shopping at Target.com on Thanksgiving Thursday, which is kind of the beauty of online stores, that you can actually, you know, while Thanksgiving Thursday, most people are eating turkey, and I guess maybe Kmart and a few other select retailers are open. Just about everybody's closed. Not online. They're all open 24/7 with the little online checkouts working. And Target had a great sale over the weekend that had some free shipping deals, so I took advantage of that and bought some stuff there.
Now, Rick, hold on. You walked away from the Munares family Thanksgiving table, and you began clicking around at Target.com?
Well, you know, there was only so much of turkey I could take, and that Detroit-Atlanta game was starting to get ridiculous, so, you know, it felt right.
What did you buy on Target.com, by the way?
Actually, some toys that I know my kids wanted, and it was free shipping, so I said, you know, why am I going to go out to Target and stand in the long lines there when I know I can have it shipped to me? I just have to make sure I, you know, ransack the UPS man when he comes by before the kids see that I'm logging, you know, these big boxes into the garage.
And as I mentioned, Best Buy was number 5 on the Black Friday, so-called, the Friday after Thanksgiving. And number 5 on Monday was Overstock.com. Do you want to take a crack at either of those companies?
Yeah, I mean, Best Buy was the one place I decided to get up early Friday morning and go to Best Buy, and not BestBuy.com, the Best Buy. I actually got dressed to go shopping on Friday as opposed to Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out there around 6 in the morning, and it opened at 5, so I knew I was already in trouble. And I'm saying, you know, this place doesn't look so bad. The aisles look pretty empty, except the checkout line was snaking all the way through the back of the store. So I just went back home and logged into BestBuy.com to see what they were doing. And I'm not the only one, because the company had a really big day online that day.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned lines, because that is such an important e-commerce point, I think. There is no big checkout line when you do online shopping. It can be tremendously time-consuming just to get to the cash register on these so-called offline stores.
Right, and you see that. You see when you're showing all this footage on TV, they show all these people either camping out in front of the store, the stampede at the Walmarts, but they actually don't show you that there's people spending like an hour or two just in the line just to get out after they're done with all these doorbuster sales on Friday morning.
Rick, how about one or two other retailers here as we prepare to close that are on your radar this holiday season?
Yeah, I mean, other companies that I think are going to do well this holiday season, some of the pure online players are companies like Red Envelope and Overstock.com. And those two companies, I mean, they're growing really fast. Neither one is profitable right now, but they're companies that have, you know, when you're going to Overstock.com, you're going to get a good bargain on some stuff. And on Red Envelope, you know you're going to get that gift in a signature red box, which is pretty much as close to a signature brand as far as online retailers go.
I guess I would be remiss if I didn't ask in closing, Rick. We just talked about a lot of companies. Each one of them is publicly traded. Which of all those companies' stocks do you find most attractive?
Yeah, I mean, on a valuation basis, I'm a fan of Walmart. I mean, I'm not such a big fan of Walmart itself, the establishment, but I think the stock at this point offers a nice value. And as far as more of an ultimate growth strategy, I think Overstock.com, they're growing much faster than all these other companies, and I think that they're eventually, once they hit that profitability, it's really going to explode.
Rick Munarez is an analyst with The Motley Fool. Rick, happy shopping. Thanks for joining us on The Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you, David.